Every morning, peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. Every afternoon, every evening, in every moment, peace arrives right at your feet. And it exists in the form of your choices. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes of your day with me. I mentioned the other day that this is a time of year when stress is highest, when anxiety and depression are highest, and there's a lot of pressure that can come with the holiday season and the travel and the money and the changes in the weather and a million other things. I mentioned this, it's probably been a few months back, but it's such a powerful reminder that peace is available to us every single day, and it shows up as an opportunity that comes in the form of our choices, right? There are choices that we can make that make us feel more peaceful, and there are choices that we can make that make us feel less peaceful. And some of those choices have to do with our physical surroundings. Is the kitchen a disaster? Is your bedroom feel like a safe haven, or does it feel like a bomb went off? Is everything cluttered around you? Or is it simple and calm and organized and clean? Food choices. We can make choices that make us feel very peaceful, and we can make choices with food that make us feel a complete lack of peace. And the same is true with money. There are financial choices you can make that bring peace, and there are financial choices that you can make that take peace away. And fitness, and communication, and prayer, and everything. How you interact in every relationship that you have can either bring peace or remove peace. So we have this invitation, not just every morning, but throughout every single day. We have this invitation to peace that we either accept or reject by way of our choices. So I would love for you to take a few minutes today to really think about what are choices I make that bring peace and what are choices I make that remove peace, that keep peace at bay. And break it down. I find it so helpful to break it down into different areas of your life. In your work, what are choices you can make that bring peace? And what are choices you can make that don't bring peace? And I know that some of your minds immediately go to things that are outside of your control and other people. That will always exist. We can't control other people, and there's a lot of things we can't control. And still, we can bring peace or keep peace at bay through things that we do. We have more control than we often pretend because it's easier to say it's this person's fault, it's that thing's fault, it's this that I don't have control over. Even when, for all of us, there's much we don't control, there's even more we do control. So with your food choices, your fitness, your home, your relationships, your spirituality, what choices bring peace? What choices keep peace at bay? And what will it look like for you to choose peace today? I'll see you tomorrow.